AM 1240 and 95.3 FM, WJON. It's our My Life series. My guest today is John Millay. Has been with the State High School League. He's retiring from that. He also worked for the Star Tribune and many other stops prior to that. So, John, circling back to your college days, so Drake, then you also spent some time in Arizona, and you also mentioned you got a job with the Star Tribune. Okay, so how did all of this happen? Piece it together for me, how you went from point A to point B, and then in the Star Tribune being point C.
It's kind of a winding path, and it's kind of all connected. But so my first 2 years of college, I was at Briarcliff College in Sioux City, Iowa. And the Des Moines Register, the newspaper I read growing up, basically, you know, for a person in my position, I was a sports information director. So after basketball games, among my phone calls, you know, I'd give results to the Sioux City Journal, the newspaper there, a couple of TV stations, and the Des Moines Register. And the Des Moines Register would pay, I think at that time, $25 for every phone call, which was pretty good money for a college kid doing that 2-3 times a week. So I got to know one of the assistant sports editor at the Des Moines Register just over the phone. You know, I had somehow connected with them when I got there. And so I was thinking of transferring to Drake for a better journalism education. So I called this assistant sports editor and I said, hey, I'm thinking of transferring to Drake. Would it be possible if I did to work part time in your sports department at your newspaper in Des Moines? And he didn't hesitate. He never met me. We just talked on the phone. He said, absolutely. As soon as you get here, as soon as you get moved in, come down and see me. So I started working at the Des Moines Register that fall, which would have been 1979. Answering phones on football Friday nights with phone calls coming in from all over the state of Iowa. Immediately loved it. I'm seeing these desks with these nameplates on them of all these writers I grew up reading and, you know, got to know all of them. So that got my foot in the door. And then by the summer before my senior year and all the way through to graduation, I worked on the night sports desk at the Des Moines Register full time, 40 hours a week. So I told my kids when they were in college and complaining about how, you know, just managing their time, I'd do my dad brag. I'd say, hey, you know, when I was a senior in college, I was a full-time student. I had a work study job and I had a 40-hour a week job at the newspaper. So it can be done. And they just rolled their eyes. They got so tired of hearing about that. But I loved it. It was a great way to spend my last couple of years in college. And then when I graduated, they hired me. Basically, I was already full time, but they hired me as a permanent member of their sports desk. And my wife, my wife's also from Grettinger, a year younger than me. So we think we're set. We got married a year after I got out of college, and we think we're set. We're going to live in Des Moines, Iowa for the rest of our lives. I'm going to work at the Des Moines Register. And that got derailed a year later. They had an afternoon paper, which a lot of big city newspapers, he had a morning paper and an evening paper. So the Des Moines Tribune was the evening paper, put together out of the same newsroom. I didn't work for the evening paper, but one day the Des Moines Register staff, their management had a press conference where we're eliminating the evening paper and we're cutting X number of jobs from both newspapers. So I knew I was out. I knew I wasn't going to last. I was the youngest person in the sports department by maybe 10 years. I don't know. And I did get laid off and ended up in a smaller town, Ottumwa, Iowa, as the sports editor. And I like to brag, I was the sports editor in charge of the entire sports department, which was me and one other guy. It was a, you know, daily paper covering, you know, I don't know, 15 or 20 communities in southern Iowa. Our first child was born there. We have great memories. We were in Ottumwa for a year and a half. Then I was hired at the Cedar Rapids Gazette, the second biggest paper in Iowa. Moved up there. We were there for a year and a half. And then in 1985, someone I'd worked with in Des Moines was working at the Arizona Republic in Phoenix, the big paper in Phoenix. And he told me they had an opening on the sports desk. I flew down there for an interview, spent a couple of days in Phoenix, flew back. The next day they offered me the job. So away we go. We go to Phoenix with my wife and I and a toddler. And we were there for 6 years. I worked on the sports desk there. I'll tell you this, Phoenix is a fantastic place in the winter and a miserable place in the summer. We never got used to the summers as much as we love the winters, but our other two kids were born in Mesa, Arizona. We lived in Scottsdale, then we lived in Tempe, and had a lot of visitors from the Midwest come see us in the winter. Nobody came in the summer. We would leave in the summer and go back to Iowa on my 2 weeks vacation. But then in 1991, another person I'd worked with in Phoenix was working at the Star Tribune. I get a similar phone call. Hey, they've got an opening up here on the sports desk. So I applied and was hired in 91 and spent the first 5 years there as an editor on the night sports desk. So I spent 15 years all told working the night copy editor's job at all these newspapers. And then in 96, that wasn't really what I wanted to do. So I had kind of, without being a pest, I'd let it be known. I'd really like to switch over to the reporting side. So in 96, I became a general assignment sports reporter at the Star Tribune and just did everything. Did, you know, youth soccer, Golden Gloves boxing, then kind of started doing pro sports. I covered 40 Twins games some years, traveled around the country with the Twins and the Wild and the Timberwolves, covered every Vikings hugely disappointing playoff loss. They would add extra reporters for playoff games, and I always covered the other team. When the Vikings lost to the Falcons in that terrible Metrodome NFC Championship game, I'd spent the entire previous week in Atlanta writing about the Falcons leading up to that game. So I did a lot of different things there. Then in the early to mid 2000s, I became a high school reporter. Kind of went really back to my roots from where it all started. And just absolutely loved it, Jay. Just covering high school sports in Minnesota, that was my best thing I'd ever done. And through that, I got to know the high school league very well. Dave Stead, the now retired executive director, and I became close. That led to this job with the high school league in 2010. And when I was hired as the media specialist, which basically means journalist, there was no job like this in the whole country. So Dave Stead was very forward-looking and created this position with the thought of, why do we have to depend on the traditional media to tell our stories? And let's hire our own journalists. So I've been doing that for more than 15 years. I'll be retired in the middle of August. And it's been quite an interesting trail. I've done a lot of different things, but all involved in sports. Like I said, that's I'm still that little kid, just being engrossed in sports in his hometown in Iowa.
My guest today is John Mullay, Minnesota State High School League, formerly the Star Tribune. More to come on our My Life series in just a moment.